Supper man. Alright guys, today's video is titled Just How Awesome Love's Shower Room Is for Drivers. And you don't have to be a truck driver for this. You can be like a regular person traveling and you can use this shower. It's $18 to use the shower here. I just want you to see, guys, just how awesome it is. Honestly, as somebody who traveled the world, this is probably one of the best showers I have ever seen in my life. It's $18, but here's the good news. If you pump more than $50 worth of 50 gallons worth of gas, you get to have a shower for free. Let me show you how good this shower really is. See? Look at that, guys. Nice and powerful. Hot water, good water. You can put your shit in here. Nice hot water. So, just wanted to take a couple of minutes and show you guys. If any of you guys become a trucker, I know we tell you all the time, if you can become a trucker, get a gym membership. But honestly, guys, if you get a gym membership, you can't take the truck anywhere you want. You guys gotta understand, you literally have an 18,000 pound missile that's 80 feet long. So you just can't take the truck joyriding to the gym, you know? And even if you did own the truck, they're not gonna allow you to park there. And if you work for somebody else, I work for a trucking company, so you just can't, you know, take off the trailer and go joyriding. It's called bobtailing, where you just go with the tractor itself. They're not gonna let you do that. They're gonna be like, hey man, you're not gonna go fucking joyriding on our dime, you know? So realistically speaking, guys, you're not gonna get a gym. You're not gonna be able to go to the gym as a trucker, because again, you're gonna be parked at a truck stop like this. You're going to be not really part of civilian life, you know. You just, like, I'd probably say 90% of anything in ordinary life you can't be part of, you know. You can't go to, like, you know, you can't go parking at Walmart. Even if you can park with a truck, you're not gonna find the proper parking space, not to mention with all the cars over there and everything, you might hit something. So realistically speaking, guys, outside of like going to certain stores like Walmart, shit like that, if that's your drop-off location, realistically speaking, you're gonna be going to places like this that are off the highway. And again, look at this, guys. It's great, it's amazing, it's beautiful. Water is very strong, nice, powerful toilets. It's really good, dude. It's like, honestly, this is one of the best places of one of the best bathrooms I ever had in my life. And like I said, if you fill up 50 gallons or more, you get this shower for free. Now, the good thing about filling up with 50 gallons or more, you see, the average truck really goes about 8 miles per gallon, if you're lucky. Legally speaking, you can drive up to 11 hours. So let's say you're going 60 miles an hour, you know, times 10 hours, you're gonna go 600 miles a day. So 600 divided by what, 8 miles is like 60, 70 gallons right there, you know, 60 plus gallons. So if you guys wanna take a shower every day, now I don't take a shower every day, you know, but if you guys want to take a shower every day, you can, you know, drive 500 miles and then, you know, go fill up your gas tank and get that free shower credit. So I just wanted to take the time, guys, and just show you trucking life. It's really not that bad. It's actually kind of a, yeah, even though I've only been doing this for like 2 days on my own, you kind of like it, dudes. It's like, why have I not been doing this all my life? I definitely like it. The only hard part, guys, is that the only hard part is backing into a trucking spot, especially if it's like full. You know, backing up a truck is not easy at all. And what I normally do is I get to the trucking spot early in the day and I park because not many trucks are there, so I don't have to worry about hitting another truck or anything like that. So usually by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I shut down, then I come back at 2, 3 in the morning, and I drive, you know, late night, early morning, and shut down during the middle of the day, go work on my shit, and stuff like that. I'm probably making a video from outside, guys. Again, this video is about showing you this bathroom, giving you a little bit of the tips and stuff like that for trucking. Like I said, the only stressful part of start trucking, honestly, is like backing up. This is why I'd rather go to like a truck parking stop, like logs. Like, oh, wooden logs. By the way, guys, this is, if you haven't noticed, this is logs the truck parking. This is what our company uses. This is where I go to. Like I said, if you get in like around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, before, you know, 5 o'clock, what ends up happening is that you have plenty of truck spaces available where you can either drive straight into it or back up into it and really not have to worry about hitting anybody or anything. But anyway, guys, I'm gonna take my shower, then I'm gonna go eat something, work a little bit on the internet, go to bed for like 3-4 hours, and listen to TFM as I drive across Tennessee going up to Wisconsin. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.